shining
Christina,
stars.
My shining stars. I'm so glad the room is packed today. Since our prayer isn't here, we're going to ask Brother Cameron Cutler to give us our prayer, unless Shane wants to.
No, I'll defer to Cameron.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this beautiful day, and we're grateful that we can meet together, Father, the council work meeting. We pray that thy spirit might be here with us as we talk about the items on the agenda, that we might have the council and thy spirit to be with us, that we might be wise and understanding and be able to make good decisions. Father, we are grateful for this community that we live in. We pray that thou will bless us with the rain that we need to be able to fill our reservoirs according to thy will and receive the moisture that we need. Father, we are grateful for the health and strength we have, and pray for those who are struggling or have trials, that they might be blessed and watched over. These things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Shane, you want to lead us in the pledge?
Sure.
See if he knows how to do the pledge.
Oh, yeah. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Mr. Willis.
All right, let's see what we have. The first time is number one, discussion to determine if property is in public use per city code. And Cameron's going to present this item.
We received an application from the homeowner right here at, I should say the address. Right on 600 North.
46 West, 600 North.
Yeah, diagonal 600 North. It's right at the end of this street. This applicant wanted to expand his home out in the front. You can see some of these other ones that are that the setback isn't the typical 25 foot. Happened years and years ago. Because our city right-of-way line, this is pretty close. These white lines are where our city right-of-way is, or really close to. By bringing that home out, he wouldn't meet those setbacks. And so he said, well, you know, can I put an application in to try and obtain this front property so that I don't have to deal with that setback anymore? So he gave us an application. Is requesting that we first have to determine if it's surplus property. He wants to get some property here and to be able to expand that home. We have looked at the utilities. We've gone through DSR, through planning staff. We went through JUC. Everything's okay there. We don't have any utilities in the way. And so I wanted to present this to you, council, if you would be willing to look at this. It does not appear that we need the right-of-way for utilities, for road ride widening. We already relinquished this property years ago when the subdivision to the east came in, and it blocked any potential roadway going through there. We don't have any plans to have a roadway go through.
30-foot grade up there.
Yeah. The grade on this, like, let's see.
Your maps have it, or do you have a county one?
Yeah. You can see it goes, we're just not going to build a road through there. So this is private property here. The property that he's looking to get is right. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's weird. That's blurry.
Damn you.
They don't want you to see their backyard.
Gentry used to live in that house.
Keep going the other way.
I think they did.
I can
so go back in the aerial.
Yeah.
It'll look so much better.
From what I can understand, looking at the history on this, this is the old original 66-foot.
90-foot road.
90-foot
right-of-way.
Right-of-way. You know, and since we no longer have four ox carts to turn around, they built curb gutter and everything out there, and it is a dead-end road. I don't know why we wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know why we wouldn't either.
So the point would be, if you allowed it to go to surplus property, we would take it back to you for a vacation of a roadway with the ability to be able to sell property back to him.
Okay.
As staff, we've looked at this section of road of 600 North. We think you could do it to all of these residents. We've only received his application. So if you surplus this portion on the north and maybe this portion on the south, then if and when these property owners come in with the same kind of application, we could just do that.
That's what you want to do.
Well, here's the only question, and this is just silly. If someone wanted to be cruel And they came, like, would there be any way for someone to take that property away from them, be in line first before them to get that property?
Got an answer for that. I was thinking about that, and I mentioned it to Ryan. Because these individuals, these homes, need access to a public road right away, I think you could say, wait, no, we can't let anybody else have this property. It has to be the adjoining property owner because of that access to a public road. So then it only limits it to those parcels.
In that case, then I think we should just do it all at once.
Yeah, what we'd do is it would be surplus property, and as they come forward, they won't have to come to this meeting. They would just go right to the city council for vacation and sell.
Okay. Oh, you guys think that's
it?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
No reason for us
it's
to
not the only
to
place
it.
This exists.
No. It exists all over downtown. And in the RCC zone, we've allowed the setback to be counted from back of sidewalk instead of property line because of this very reason.
Well, we don't even have sidewalks on this road.
Technically,
yeah,
you own
sidewalk.
My garden, John.
Well, I'm going to come
back.
We don't
have
sidewalks.
They're right out there by the street.
Natalie's
calling.
They have some beautiful landscaping they own, too.
Are you coming to the meeting, Natalie?
Is it now?
Yeah, we're started. We're all here.
Work meeting.
We do have water meters out here.
Yeah,
and so if you declare it surplus, you could. It's whatever
okay.
you decide
we'll
to.
See
you
soon.
Can go all the way to the curb and
see
gutter. You
okay.
can go all the way to a future sidewalk edge if we end up putting sidewalk in there. Or you could go up to where he requested only to his wall.
So, Cameron, I have a question for you. So when he comes in and submits his application for his building permit, typically they're required to do the improvements. Are you going to require him to put in the sidewalk?
No.
Because there's no sidewalk.
There's no
sidewalk the whole way.
I don't think so.
And most of it now, I wasn't going to do that, but
okay.
that's just,
so
unless you tell me to do it differently.
Why would we have him do a sidewalk when nobody else has one?
So then we probably won't need that
the
additional.
Issues in Bloomington.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't require that additional 5 feet for the sidewalk then. If you're
well,
not going to do it now.
Yeah, if you don't want it. We would go wherever you want us to go with the surplus property.
Okay.
And you would see that with the road vacation. But direction would be great to tell us, where do you want to set it? Do you want to set it at the back of curbing? Or do you want to go 5 foot off so that you have a sidewalk in there, future sidewalk, or potentially?
Almost every one of those, if you go back to your Google map, has a grade, wall, a retaining wall in front of their property because of the grade change.
Yep.
And I think if you do retain the 5 foot sidewalk, now you've created a weird little strip that is kind of no man's land.
Mm-hmm. Well, but on the other hand, eventually someone could put in a sidewalk and they don't have to go backwards. I mean, I could see future residents wanting to put in sidewalk. Because it almost looks like there should be a sidewalk there.
Oh, there should definitely be a sidewalk.
Yeah,
these guys have landscaped, and there's a couple guys up there that have got awnings that go all the way out to the street.
Well, they're not supposed to do that, Steve.
I know they're not. But every single one of the houses on this street does not meet the setback because the road's so wide, the roadway.
And none of those neighbors are going to want to pay for a sidewalk.
Now, though, I guess is my
yeah.
Opinion.
I mean, maybe
they,
in
so if we
50
the
years,
feet,
somebody
wants
to
they could.
I don't care whether you keep 5 feet or not. I'm just going to say it might not do any matter.
You could because it's platted. It was old roadway platted property, which means we typically have them buy the property from the city. You could take that money and build a sidewalk. Just stick it into an account and build a sidewalk if you want to. But
we used to have our policy used to be. Like $1 a foot or $1.50, but now we're doing an appraisal on every single one of those.
Yes, you have to get
fair market value.
I think so.
Whatever that looks like.
Well, what is fair market value of this much of the front yard?
It depends on how you appraise it.
Residential land.
If you appraise it on its own, a 10x60 strip is a price versus if you.
It should be less than the $1.50 if you appraise it like that.
Or do you appraise it? I have a 9,000 square foot lot, now I have a 9,500 square foot lot, and what's that difference? So there's two ways to appraise it. We need to just make sure we're being consistent.
Yep.
Okay.
Because those are two different values.
So we're keeping the 5 feet for the sidewalk, and then everything behind that, 2 is considered surplus.
Whatever you tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
It also means all the meters can stay in the sidewalk, too.
Do you think those neighbors would want a sidewalk if they didn't have to pay for it? That'd be the only reason
most usually like it, because then there's less weeds and then they can walk on it if they want to.
I mean, to me, it makes sense for downtown because we have, I mean, like we have anywhere, we have kids walking, we have people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
So eventually having sidewalk everywhere downtown makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. The hard part is if you try and put a sidewalk in there and there's already a slope, then you need to build a wall, a little small teeny wall. And as long as you have enough right of way to put that little wall in there, then you don't have a problem. Otherwise, you can't have a more than 2% crossing.
It's not as easy as just a sidewalk.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, darn it.
Or you can give it all the way up to the curb, and then you don't have to worry about it. I like the sidewalk. I like being able to have that extra right of way.
Keep that 5 feet.
If we put sidewalk in there. So it could be, if it needs a wall, you could say 6 foot, 7 foot, so you have a little space in there for a wall. But I like the option for when I have pedestrians or people asking, hey, can I get a sidewalk in here? Then I have the option and I don't have to go buy the property back.
And as this redevelops, they'll be required to put sidewalks in, so.
Yeah, and if someone tore down a house and redid something, yeah.
Right.
Okay, then keep the 5.
Keep the 5 feet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I need a motion to adjourn from work meeting and go into a regular city council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Danielle, seconded by Michelle. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.